Well, an independent panel has now completed its report on the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, and the State Department's getting plenty of heat. The report says the State Department was responsible for inadequate security at the mission, where the U.S. ambassador and three other Americans were killed. Now, members of this independent accountability review board will be testifying behind closed doors today before the House and Senate Foreign Affairs Committee. And joining us live to talk more about the details of that report, National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. So, J.J., they talk about bureaucratic mismanagement within the State Department in terms of protecting the consulate. What exactly does that really mean?
Well, according to the report, for many years, the State Department has struggled to get the resources that it's needed to carry out its work, specifically when it comes to security. And they say that this has brought about a deep sense of importance in terms of being very careful about how resources are divvied up and parsed out. But it also says what's happened is State Department managers, some of them, have become conditioned to favor restricting the use of resources and may have been blinded by the overarching need to disperse resources in this particular situation. And this may be the case of the one time when they did not want to do that. And that's what the report seems to be suggesting, that this was a very serious situation and they were blinded by culture in not delivering these resources.
When they talk about systemic failures, and you just use the word blinded by culture, what all does that mean, given the fact that they did not necessarily point the finger of blame at any one or any group of individuals at the State Department?
Well, that is in itself suggestive of the fact that it's not any one individual that's leading the charge here, that it's become so commonplace to be restrictive in terms of these resources. And I think we talked about this a little bit last week, mm-hmm. to be restrictive towards certain officials in terms of their request, as opposed to being less restrictive towards others. They've been conditioned to be too political sometimes when it comes to delivering resources. This is one of the things that I think this report is sort of getting at around the edges here, but not being obvious about it and not calling any names.
So the Independent Accountability Review Board, members of that board will be testifying before members of Congress today. What is Congress looking for? What kind of answers or information?
This is not going to end it here. Congress was looking for some of what's in here, but they're looking for names. They're probably going to continue to push for some person or persons who made key decisions, who were instrumental in what led to the death of Ambassador Chris Stevens and three others. And they're also going to want to know more about what he was doing, what was going on in that scenario there in Benghazi. Also, they're going to want to know more about why the military did what it did, why the diplomatic security community and the intelligence community did what it did. And they're also going to want to know, where are we now? Where does this leave us? So this is only a part of the picture, and I think this is going to go a lot further than just this report.
WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.